So there are some things where you just look at them and you say, this is really a big coincidence. And that could be, Robin, the fact that you happened to visit WUNC yes. in North Carolina on the very day that
what?
UNC is playing in the NCAA championship game.
Well, I'm here at WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, because we did coincidentally have a station visit. Although the fact, Jeremy, that I brought my NC cookie cake, you can see it on my Twitter feed out here now, Robin, I think helped get me in the door here. It's just a coincidence, but what a great one, because as you know, Jeremy, whatever happens tonight, there could be either crying or celebrating in the streets here. The UNC Tar Heels meeting Gonzaga, the Bulldogs. They even sound scary. Gonzaga's like Godzilla. It's the NCAA championship. It's in Glendale, Arizona. It's the culmination of March Madness. And we want to bring in our sports reporter for the day, Jeff Tiberi, Capital Bureau Chief for WNC's in the studio, because we understand in your dreams you are a sports reporter, Jeff.
I am. Welcome to North Carolina.
Well, thank you. And we're going to be going to the Gonzaga team in a second. But, you know, UNC, they've won five titles. This is the 20th Final Four for the Tar Heels. But it's been tough. I mean, nobody's taking this for granted.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And let's remember that North Carolina lost in the national title game last year to Villanova on a buzzer beater hit by Chris Jenkins. One of the most remarkable shots, truly, in 125 years of basketball.
I can see people on the other side of the glass saying, we did not forget that, Jeff. Let's bring in John Blanchett. He's a sports columnist for the Spokesman Review in Spokane, on the line from Arizona, covering the big game tonight. And so tell us more about Gonzaga. It's a small Catholic school, private school, and they're getting here, John, we understand, is part of a really long plan.
Well, yes, it is. And first of all, it's Gonzaga. Don't let anyone out here in the West hear you say Gonzaga. They're very, very sensitive about it.
I'm so sorry. It's like Nevada. You can't say Nevada. Go ahead.
Yeah, it has been a long journey in one sense, and a long plan, because really the first seeds of this were sown 20 years ago. But I guess in the big picture of college basketball, college athletics, that's really not that long of a time to wait. It just seems that long to the people here. But it's been a very painstaking process. And the program that Coach Mark Few built here became a national entity actually quickly, but the journey to get to the Final Four and the championship game has been painstaking.
Yeah, and if people have a hard time with Gonzaga and the Zags, you've got this player. Pronounce his name, Karnowski.
Shemek Karnowski.
Shemek Karnowski. One of the great names in basketball, but also he's been great this series. So both of you, I want to start with John and Shemek. Talk about some of these big players people might be introduced to for the first time when they tune in tonight.
Well, if they've seen basketball at all, they've probably come across Shemek, because he's gotten a lot of attention this year. He's a giant 7'1". He's from Poland, and he has just a massive beard that even enhances his mountain man-like quality. And he's really a spectacle, and he's a very fun individual to talk to and to cover, with a great personality. But they have some other interesting players, too. Nigel Williams-Goss, who was a transfer mm-hmm. from the University of Washington and is kind of the spiritual leader, I guess, of this team. They're a team that's kind of interesting, built in an interesting way. International players, transfers from other schools. There's three of them on the roster. And then their first McDonald's All-American high school player, Zach Collins, who had a big role in the semifinal win over South Carolina.
And on North Carolina's side, you have Kennedy Meeks, who he came to North Carolina and was really not ready to play at the highest levels of college basketball. He lost 50 pounds the summer between his freshman and sophomore year, and he's just really been fantastic on the glass for the Tar Heels these past few weeks.
Well, I think after Saturday night's game, you know, anybody walking around outside the championship with a basketball, watch out, he's taking it. I mean, he went up for the rebound. So there's going to be a lot going on under the baskets. But Jeff, you know, talk more about North Carolina and how basketball crazy this area is.
Oh, this is in the culture. This is in the fabric here. And of course, North Carolina is playing in the championship game tonight, but there's Duke, which has five championships of its own. There's North Carolina State, which won the national title in 1974 and 1983. Wake Forest has a rich basketball tradition. And there are other smaller schools here in North Carolina. I mean, everybody has a dog in the fight, or so it seems, when it comes to college basketball here in North Carolina.
Well, and John Blanchett, how much more then does maybe Gonzaga feel like not Godzilla or Goliath, but David? I mean, underdog coming in, which might boost them even more.
Yeah, there's an element of that, but I think you also have to realize that Gonzaga has been a player on the national level now for more than a decade, and they feel very comfortable playing at this level. They don't have the blue blood pedigree that North Carolina does by any stretch, or that level of tradition, but they're not street urchins either. They've played games, they've played big-time games both in the regular season and in the NC2A tournament for years. So, yeah, I think there's a little underdog element to it, but maybe not as much as people might think.
More Bulldog. John Blanchett, sports columnist for the Spokesman Review in Spokane, Washington. Jeff Tabiri, Capitol Bureau Chief for WUNC here in North Carolina. Big game tonight. Best of luck to both teams.
Great to see you.